Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Saratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you look back at last year's run to end the regular season. It was, you know, double digits and unbeaten. This year's 4. So smaller sample size, obviously, but is 4 enough to make a coach get a good night's sleep this time of year or not?
Yes, you know, absolutely, Schultze. And again, I think you live in the moment, and we're playing well as of late, so hopefully we keep it going.
Adam Flamang drew a lot of attention on the game tying goal last Saturday, then he scores the game winner. It's been a challenging year point production-wise for him, but points don't tell the whole story. What's the story, Adam Flamang's year, in your opinion?
Well, he's got good balance to his game, and actually, Schultze, the second half of the year, him and Casper Magnuson are putting up pretty good numbers. But again, you get a lot out of them. They're physical, they're engaged. He can shoot the puck, and I just think again he's doing all those little things, and that carries over into some offense.
He took the 5-minute major the first game against St. Thomas, and to me, I think he's maybe even been a little more physical since then. But his picks and spots maybe a little bit better. How does he need to play physical to be the guy that he is?
Well, that's why, because when he plays physical, he's just involved in the game, and he knows that, and we're leaning on him a lot, and we've recognized how well he's played, and we've recognized how physical he's been, and he's been a big key over the course of the last 4 games.
Game winner goes from a BG rush to a game-winning goal in a matter of seconds. As you guys look back at the film, how many good things did you guys do in that little segment of time?
Well, I think the biggest thing was is this Yuri got that rebound behind the net and just made a great play. I mean, it was a hard pass. He elevated the puck. He got it behind their defenseman. Flammer caught the puck. It was kind of a super ball. He caught the puck. He stayed onside. He had the presence of mind of attacking the net. And the puck, too, the puck was bouncing a little bit. It was rolling, and he didn't get a lot of wood on it, but he got enough wood on it.
Jackson Jutting scored the 2 biggest goals last weekend. Fifth-year senior captain, you maybe expect that. But does he do anything that surprises you anymore?
No, he's just clutch. I said that to Mankato's radio guy today. We did the interview, and he's just clutch, and that's all you can say about Jutz. He scores a lot of big goals. He takes face-offs. He's the first guy over the boards. On the penalty kill, he's the first guy over the boards on the power play. If we're up a goal, if we're down a goal, we just lean on him a lot, and he eats up really heavy minutes.
More with Coach Saratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Saratori. Tom, I'm always liking to give credit where credit's due, and Minnesota State has certainly won their share of league titles over the years. Some people don't like watching the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl all the time. Some people hated the Lakers back in the 80s. What is it about them and what they've done, knowing that people don't necessarily like them?
Yeah, they do a good job. Their coaching staff does a good job, and they've recruited well over the years. So, give credit where credit's due.
You played well the last couple of weekends. How important is tonight and tomorrow for next week?
Absolutely. It's important, Schultz. We want to go into next week on a high note. Again, we're feeling good about ourselves right now, and we want to keep that feeling.
A little word association I'd like to play right now. In your opinion, identity of your team this year is what?
Well, I want it to be compete, and I want it to be hard to play against. So I don't know what it necessarily is, but we've been probably inconsistent with that, but I'm not going to give you a one word or two word answer, but I just know what I want it to be, and it's just Beaver.